SRN News, I'm John Scott. After hearing arguments on Thursday, it appears the Supreme Court is inclined to reject Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the 2024 ballot. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During Thursday's landmark oral arguments, conservative and liberal justices alike questioned whether Trump can be disqualified because of his efforts to undo his loss in the 2020 election. Their main concern was whether Congress must act before states can invoke the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. At one point, Justice Elena Kagan asked why a single state should decide who gets to be president of the United States. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden will not be charged in the classified documents case, but the special counsel's report didn't do him any favors. Speaking with reporters, the president says he has no issues with this memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
It's
totally
out. How bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
In the Justice Department report, Mr. Biden described as an elderly man with a poor memory. On the battlefront, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to prepare for the evacuation of the population of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground invasion. Israel says Rafah is the last remaining Hamas stronghold and it needs to send in troops to complete its war plan against the Islamic terrorist group. Heavy snow has shut down parts of major interstates in northern Arizona, while low-lying clouds have delayed more than 100 flights farther south in Phoenix. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 134 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 145. This is SRN News. A battle over abortion in Washington, D.C.
This one isn't taking place in Congress or the Supreme Court. It has to do with an abortion clinic in the city and the bodies of five full-term aborted babies that have come into the hands of the D.C. medical examiner. Pro-life advocates say there needs to be an investigation into whether the clinic broke the law. But the Justice Department has advised the medical examiner to dispose of the remains, which could be used as evidence in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Massachusetts Democratic Governor Maura Healey has nominated a former romantic partner to fill an open seat on the state's highest court. Healey, who is the first openly gay woman ever elected governor, has selected Massachusetts Appeals Court Associate Justice Gabrielle Wallachowicz to the Supreme Judicial Court. The Massachusetts Republican Party is demanding that Healey withdraw that nomination. This is SRN News. Mortgages still hovering around the mid-6% range. Correspondent Alex Viega reports.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage edged up to 6.64% this week. A week ago, it was 6.63%. When mortgage rates rise, they make financing a home purchase more expensive, reducing how much home buyers can afford. Home loan borrowing costs have been mostly coming down since late October, when the average rate climbed to its highest level since 2000. Still, the average rate remains sharply higher than just 2 years ago, when it was around 3.69%. I'm Alex Vega.
The Biden administration announcing an investment of $5 billion in a public-private consortium aimed at supporting research and development in advanced computer chips. The National Semiconductor Technology Center is being funded through the 2022 CHIPS and Science Act. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.